Does a Nazi fall into the category of Tzelem Elokim, image of God, or has he lost that part of his being that would allow that category to apply to him? Gershi Rapp from Thornhill, Ontario. There are two issues over here. One is how it appears to human beings. Tzelem Elokim is that a human being is a representative of godliness, and someone who is a wicked person and totally denies and lives in a way that is totally ungodly vis-a-vis other people loses that Tzelem Elokim. He's no longer an image of God. Whether he actually loses a portion of his soul or whatever is God's business, something we can't know. It says that a person could not be attacked by an animal because an animal is afraid of a human being. Only when God takes away the Tzelem Elokim, makes the person look like an animal to the animal, can the animal attack. But that's something that only God knows and can do. Whether the person represents a Tzelem Elokim, that we can see, and therefore even a regular Rush, a wicked person, not necessarily only a Nazi, can lose that quality of being someone who represents a representation of godliness if his entire life is led in a totally ungodly way.